Authorities have identified the bodies discovered at a house in Springfield, Massachusetts, as three women. Two of them had been reported as missing persons to the police. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said the medical examiner's office had identified the remains as 27-year-old Kayla Escalante of Ludlow, 34-year-old America Lyden, and 47-year-old Ernestine Ryans, both of Springfield. The cause and manner of their deaths have not been determined.
It's tragic. It's awful. It's unlike anything I've ever seen, and the police officers with whom I'm working are in a similar position. I think the original reaction was a bit of shock.
Since last Wednesday, when the remains were discovered, investigators have been painstakingly examining the property at 1333 Page Boulevard. Galluni said the on-site investigation, which has included the use of ground-penetrating radar, will likely go on for several more days. At a news conference Monday, Galluni would reveal little about the ongoing investigation. He declined to comment on whether the bodies were found inside the house or buried on the property. No one has been charged in connection with the women's deaths. A man who lived at the address, 40-year-old Stuart Weldon, is in jail on unrelated charges.
I'm not declaring any suspects because we don't have a manner of death given to us by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. But there is no reason to believe that there's any heightened threat, and I've said that from the very beginning.
Galluni would not comment on whether there was any known connection between Weldon and the three dead women. Springfield police arrested Weldon on May 27th when he was pulled over for a broken taillight. A woman in the car told police she'd been held captive for a month, tortured, and raped. Police charged Weldon with kidnapping and assault. Galluni said the 25-year-old woman remains hospitalized. On Monday, Weldon was back in court in Springfield to be arraigned on charges of kidnapping and assault to rape an alleged victim different from the woman found in his car.
At this point, Mr. Weldon is held on $1 million cash bail on one case, $1 million cash bail on another case, as well as having his bail revoked on preceding cases, which occurred on Tuesday, May 29th.
Galluni offered his sympathies to the families of the three dead women who had been notified about the identifications earlier in the day.
They are, needless to say, distraught and heartbroken.
A missing persons report on Lyden was filed with the Springfield Police Department on December 1, 2017. Ryans was reported missing to police last March 18th. Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri said both cases were thoroughly investigated.
So missing persons investigations are conducted by the Major Crimes Unit. All the detectives work in one unit to facilitate communication. It's usually assigned to specialists in that unit.
Relatives of the missing women had also made appeals on social media for information about their whereabouts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.